Well, g'day folks, and welcome back to Flying Down Under. I'm Steve.
And I'm Grant.
Back with another review of what it's like to fly down here in the Great Southern Land. And Grant, it's been a great day for flying today. I've been up flying in a Piper.
You have?
Absolutely, in a Piper Warrior. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Nice to get up in the air, Grant. You should have heard the engine.
Oh, how'd it sound? Didn't sound much like a Piper.
No, not even. I wasn't lucky enough to fly a Piper that sounded that cool, Grant. But one other place we've been this week where we heard lots of sounds just like that was the Royal Australian Air Force Base Amberley up in Queensland.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We went up there for a special media day as part of the retirement of the F-111.
Yeah, that's right, Grant. The General Dynamics F-111. It was first ordered by the Australian government back in 1963, and they did anticipate that they'd have them here in 1968. But of course, as many of you will know, the F-111 did suffer some drawbacks during its development period, and we didn't actually get any here until 1973. But ever since then, the F-111C, which was an export version made specifically for the Royal Australian Air Force, has been in service ever since. Here in 2010, after 37 proud years of service for our nation, this aircraft type will be decommissioned and pulled out of service in about 2 weeks from now.
It was referred to as the pig, and often seen doing the famous dump and burn air show manoeuvre, where fuel is vented out the back of the aircraft and ignited by the afterburners.
Now, the F-111, upon its withdrawal from service, is being replaced in this country by a fleet of 24 F-18F Super Hornets. And one of the people we spoke to was an F-111 navigator, Wing Commander Terence Deeth.
Terry, mate, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much, mate.
Okay. Now, Terry, let's have a quick chat about your career here with the RAAF.
Okay. I first arrived here at Amberley in about August of 89.
Yeah.
To start my conversion course as a navigator. That's the old part. The new parlance, I guess, is air combat officer, but we've skinned that down to weapons systems officer.
Yep.
So WISO in 82 wing of the fast jet aircrew. And yeah, so I've been bouncing in and out of the F-111 world for the best part of 21 years.
Yep.
That is the lot of military aircrew.
Yes.
They don't get to always fly. So you're off to ground job here, there and everywhere.
Yep.
But largely, as I said, the F-111 has been my home for that 21 years.
About how many hours have you got on it?
Just under 2,000.
Okay. Yeah. And which exercises have you seen outside, in addition to within Australia, those outside as well?
We've done lots of exercises. We do stuff around Southeast Asia, so I spent a bit of time in Malaysia.
Yep.
And of course, done my fair share of exercises in America. Lucky enough to do a few red flags, Maple Flag exercise.
Yep.
in Canada, Cope Thunder in Alaska.
Yep.
So seen a few of those, really interesting high-end air combat exercises overseas, and of course the activities, all the exercises and things we've done in Australia and in Southeast Asia. I've had a fairly mixed and career.
Okay. Excellent. Any particular standouts of working with the pig, and any things you can tell us?
Well, for me, the standouts of the F-111 and the Royal Australian Air Force have been the people, really. The aircraft is great, and a great capability has been for the nation, but the caliber of the people that I've flown with, the people who have supported it, who have maintained it, are all magnificent. For me, my memories are not only the aircraft, because it's great, but the people is the big thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I understand you've had a little bit of time in the US flying with the USAF.
Yep, I spent late 94, 95 and 96 with the United States Air Force and Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. And I flew there with the 524th Fighter Squadron, part of the 27th Fighter Wing and the 8th Air Force for a couple of years on exchange with those guys. They were flying F-111F Pacer Strike aircraft. And that's been certainly one of the highlights of my career. I mentioned to you before that when I first walked out to the tarmac there in Cannon Air Force Base, and I could see quite literally serviceable F-111s as far as the eye could see, I knew I'd arrived at a great place, and it certainly was. But so that was a terrific time for me, and
okay.
A great time for my family, and a great learning experience for me, and hopefully I imparted some knowledge of our operations to the United States Air Force. I went over there thinking that I'd be able to teach them a thing or two, but when you sort of get swallowed up by, as I said, aircraft as far as I could see, and 130 or 140 crews on the base, you start to feel perhaps a little bit smaller than you think you are.
But,
So we fly here in Australia, we fly the F-111C, and over in the States they were flying the F-111F. So what's the main difference in between those two aircraft?
They're very similar, actually. Yeah, the F-111F that I was flying really had the same PAVE tech system. It was GBU-15 and AGM-130 TV guided weapon capable, so I got qualified on those weapons. Of course, the Paveway 3 and the Paveway 2 weapon systems we used. Of course, they didn't have the reconnaissance capability that we have here in Australia, and they didn't have the harpoon capability, or they had no real requirement for it since they got
maritime need.
That's
really,
right. Yeah. So we sort of didn't play with the harpoons while over there. But yeah, they're very similar airplanes to sort of what we've got here, the F-111F.
And the engines are all the same in them?
No, they have bigger motors than the F-111F, and it used to get up and go a really seriously low level. I remember seeing, you know, Mark 1.2 low level over in an exercise in Canada, and I spoke to an F-16 pilot that had a look at me on his radar and said, I can't do anything with that, you know. I can't do it. He went away to get somebody who was a bit slower, and you know, so it was an incredible capability, the F-111F.
Mm. Yeah. Now, we were talking with Matt Hall recently about the difference in culture and the friendly rivalry that goes on between F-111 crews and FA-18 Hornet crews. Now, you guys, of course, are going across to the FA-18. He actually rather callously described these as B-111s. What would you think about that?
To the absolute truth, I don't actually consider the F-111 to be a fighter. And, you know, any of the guys that fly these aircraft don't consider them to be fighters. In the United States Air Force, though, yeah, they consider them to be fighters. But, of course, they have real bombers there.
Yes.
B-52s and B-1s, yeah, and they, you know, an F-111 pilot over there is quite happily just calls himself a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see that here in Australia. Mm. But, you know, it's a strike aircraft.
Yeah.
And that's the way we strike and reconnaissance. And we're proud of that. You know, that's its heritage. That's what it does very well.
Yeah.
And has done very well in the past and served Australia particularly well for in the past. But it can stay F-111. That's fine. Matt Hall, you know, he's a workmate of mine. He can say what he likes. I don't care too much about what those guys say.
Yeah. Well, it's been a privilege to meet you, and thanks for letting us stand here under this magnificent aircraft. It will be a shame to see you go, but we really look forward to seeing the Super Hornet and seeing you guys perform and defending the nation. It's really great.
It's a great pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Well, there you go, Grant. Wasn't that a fascinating conversation? And, you know, the other interesting thing was, and you probably might have heard in the background, various jet engines that were revving up and flying around as we were standing here. We were actually standing right underneath the wing of an F-111C when we recorded that interview. So it was a real privilege to be there.
Indeed, mate. And we've recorded lots of interviews, and we'll be putting together an episode in the near future solely dedicated to our time with the F-111. So look for the full interview with Terence Deeth and many others coming out in that show.
And I tell you what, Grant, you know, those guys in the Royal Australian Air Force are highly skilled pilots. They can fly those aircraft left, right, centre and everywhere else, but they're really good at flying those things upside down.
That's right, Steve, because down here in Australia, we're always flying inverted.
This segment is brought to you by Planehook Aviation Services, securing aviation one airport at a time. Visit them today at www.planehook.com.